Welcome to Meditations, where we learn to practice the presence of God. He is ever present, but so very often it is us who are not present. You know what I mean by that? We may be present physically, but we're not as tuned into and aware of God's presence as we should be. He's there all the time. We've got to tune into Him. For the next few minutes, as much as is possible, just shut out everything around you and prepare to just be still and quiet and focused on the scriptures I'm about to read. Pray with me now. Holy Spirit, we come into your presence. We desire to know you, to be strengthened by you, to be healed by you in our bodies and minds and spirits. We cast our cares upon you and we invite you to come. For the next few minutes, I want to guide you and help you to just de-stress and relax and focus on God's presence. Imagine Him all around you because He is. Why don't you invite the Holy Spirit to come right now and be with you and allow Him to help you sense His presence. I'm going to be reading some scriptures about receiving God's love during this meditation. So many people out there that don't know God's love, they don't feel loved by anyone. Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you're one of those people that just don't think anyone loves you and you're not worthy of love. But did you know that God loves you so much that even before we were saved, even before we accept Him, He says that He sent His Son to die for us while we were still in our sins. He died on His cross for all of us. He loved us so much. The Bible says God is love. He's not just a loving God, but He is love. And so He cannot help but love the most wicked among us. You know, you can't be good enough for God to love you anymore. You can't be bad enough for God to love you any less. He loves you equally. Yes, we all need to get in His presence. Yes, we all need to develop our relationship with Him. But it's not about being good enough. There's so many people, even in religions, that are just trying to just practice their religion and do things hoping they can please God. There's so many people right now that think that if you ask them about how to get to heaven, they would say, well, your bad list has to be less than your good list. And it's all on you, you know, and that's just not the case because we can't be good enough. That's why Jesus came. That's why He died on the cross to save us from our sins. Only He could do that. And not only that, He gives us power to become the sons of God that we should be. So let's listen to these scriptures right now and just, God, I'm just asking you to just put your arms around these people as I read these scriptures, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to love them. Let them feel loved, maybe for the first time ever. Let them be so saturated by your love and your presence as I read your word. God loves those who love Him, and those who seek Him early and diligently shall find Him. That's Proverbs 8:17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but shall inherit everlasting life. That's John 3:16. He has loved me just as the Father has loved Him, and He instructs me to abide in His love, to continue in the Father's love with Him. That's John 15:9. For the Father Himself tenderly loves me because I have loved Him and have believed that He came out from the Father. That's John 16:27. Hope never disappoints or deludes or shames me, for God's love has been poured out in my heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to me. I love God truly with affectionate reverence and prompt obedience and grateful recognition of His blessing. I am known by God and recognized as worthy of His intimacy and love, and I am owned by Him. 1 Corinthians 8:3. Did you know that? You're His child. You're His property. You're not the devil's property. You're not that abuser's property. God takes care of you. He cares for you. Let everything I do be done in love. True love to God and man is inspired by God's love for me. That's 1 Corinthians 16:14. The love of Christ controls and urges and impels me because I am of the opinion and conviction that if one died for all, then all died, and He died for all, so that all those who live might live no longer to and for themselves, but to and for Him who died and was raised again for our sake. That's 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 and 15. Christ, through faith, actually dwells. He settles down, abides, and makes his permanent home in my heart. I'm rooted deep in love and found securely in love. I have the power and strength to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love, which is the breadth and length and height and depth of it. I've come to know practically, through experience for myself, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge. Without experience, I am filled through all my being unto all the fullness of God. I have the richest measure of the divine presence, and I have become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. That's Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. My life lovingly expresses truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, enfolded in love. I grow up in every way and in all things into Him. He's the head, even Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. That's Ephesians 4, 15. I walk in love, esteeming and delighting in others, as Christ loved me and gave Himself up for me, a slain offering and sacrifice to God, for me that it became a sweet fragrance. That's Ephesians 5, 2. I know, I understand, recognize, and I'm conscious of, by observation and by experience, and believe and adhere to and put faith in and rely on the love God cherishes for me. God is love, and I who and all who dwell and continue in love dwell and continue in God, and God dwells and continues in us. That's 1 John 4:16. My love for Him comes as a result of His loving me first. I carefully build myself up in this most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, staying right at the center of God's love, keeping my arms open and outstretched, ready for the mercy of my Master Jesus Christ. This is the unending life, the real life. That's Jude 20 through 21. Are you ready? I want you to just, for a moment, just really focus on these scriptures on love that I've read. And this is about God and how He loves you. Let it resonate in you. Ask God to help you focus on these scriptures and just shut out all those other voices trying to distract you. I want you to focus on Him, on being at peace. I want you to focus on a fact, an established fact, that He loves you. You might not feel like it, but He does. Take time right now. Just get comfortable and get in a quiet place and just sit and relax and maybe take 3 big breaths and slowly inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And each time you inhale, just think about God's peace and love coming in. Are you smiling, thinking about His presence and goodness? I hope so. When you exhale, think about all that negativity, all that stress just leaving your body. And as you listen to these scriptures and you're really focused on them, I want you to come in agreement with them. Enter into His presence. Ponder deeply what the Holy Spirit reveals to you during this time. Take time to just relax and ponder. Listen for the Holy Spirit's voice. Take as long as you like. Maybe just thank Him and worship Him for a while. And when you're done, open your eyes and take His presence with you wherever you go. It's so true. And though all the circumstances around us seem to point to other things, we've got to believe that the Word of God is more true than even our circumstances, because God cannot lie. And what He says in His Word is true. And it's up to us to grasp those promises. So grasp those promises right now and just say it. I'm loved. I'm loved. It don't matter what that abuser's saying. It don't matter what those voices keep telling me. I'm loved. I'm loved by God. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, I'm asking You once again to just embrace those who are listening. Let them know that You are love and that You love them so much that You sent Your Son to die on the cross for them. That You love them so much that You're with them through everything that they're going through. And God, I just thank You right now, Lord God, for Your love. Not only that You give us Your love, but that You are love. Now just take your time and spend time in His presence a while, as long as you like. And take His presence with you.